This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The three-day festival highlights the vast cultural tapestry of Northeast India, bringing together an array of traditional arts, crafts and cultural practices. The Mahotsav will serve as an exceptional platform to highlight the region's vibrant textile industry, artisanal crafts, tourism opportunities and unique products of all the eight northeastern states. The biggest attraction will be the Rural Hat Bazaar, showcasing produce and art from 320 farmers and artisans of the region. The event will feature pavilions dedicated to Northeast India's celebrated Muga and Airy silk, live demonstrations of artisanal crafts, and a special focus on the region's geographical indication products. Over 250 artisans will display unique handicrafts, handlooms and agri-horti products, including 34 GI-tagged items. Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned till Monday following uproar on different issues today. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned after ruckus by the Treasury bench members on the issue of the cash row, while the Lok Sabha was adjourned amidst protests by opposition members on BJP MP Nishikant Dubey's allegation against leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi and other Congress leaders. In the Rajya Sabha, when the upper house met in the post-lunch session, Treasury bench members started sloganeering against the opposition over the recovery of a bundle of currency notes from the seat of Congress MP Abhishek Manu Singhvi. Amid pandemonium, Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House. Early in the morning when the House met, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar informed that a bundle of currency notes was recovered from the Rajya Sabha chamber yesterday during the routine anti-sabotage check after the adjournment of the House. He said an investigation is underway in this matter. Leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, said his party has no objection to the investigation. However, he added that the chair should not have named the MP as the probe is underway. Mr. Kharge highlighted that only after the investigation can one reach a conclusion. On the other hand, in the Lok Sabha, when the lower house reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey repeated his yesterday's allegations that a US-based investor, foreign media platform, and the Congress are trying to derail India's success story. The presiding officer adjourned the house for the day. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said the government is committed to take all possible actions to control the spread of fake and misleading information, which has the potential to weaken the democracy and create fissures in the society. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today, Dr. Murugan said a fact-check unit has been set up under Press Information Bureau in the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in November 2019 to counter fake news relating to the central government. President Draupadi Murmu has said education is the only path for all-round development of a human being. She said getting employment should not be the only motto of education and students must acquire vast knowledge through education as it leads a person towards betterment. The president said this while addressing students of the Upper Behra Government Higher Primary School in Mayurbhanj district where she once studied about 6 decades ago. Mahaparinirvan Divas Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar has been observed today, marking the death anniversary of the chief architect of the Indian Constitution. Several events have been organized all over the country to highlight the contribution of Dr. Ambedkar in nation building. In Maharashtra, Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar paid homage to Baba Saheb at Chaitya Bhumi with floral tributes. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.50% for the 11th time in a row. The RBI has also slashed cash reserve ratio, CRR, by 50 basis points to 4% in order to ease the potential liquidity stress. This move would unlock 1.16 lakh crore rupees bank funds. The central bank revised its inflation forecast for financial year 2025 to 4.8%, up from the previous estimate of 4.5%. India Meteorological Department has said a fresh western disturbance is likely to affect the western Himalayan region and adjoining plains of northwest India from Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.